Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How can it be more than Wednesday? Yesterday was Tuesday, right? Tomorrow is Thursday, so this has to be Wednesday. Can't be more than Wednesday. It just is Wednesday. I probably don't have to so completely analyze this, right?
And it's not just Wednesday. It's the 24th day of the 24th year in this millennium.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. 24, so it's 1/24/24. Is that a good number to play? That's not enough numbers to play, though, is it? And you get right down to it. You got to have five numbers
to
play.
No, but you can play a combination. So you can do 1, 24, 12, 4, 14.
Why would we do that?
Because those are the three numbers. Those are the variations of the three numbers.
One. Oh, yes. Ah, oh, very good. That's strong leadership on your part there, Jay.
There you go. There you go. I call dibs. Dibs.
Okay, go ahead. You can use it. Jay Kirshner is going to use that number to win Powerball or Mega Millions. This is the most winning program you can find, so spend some time with us here today. I'm Doug Steffen. James Collins at the controls in our studio in I was going to say Denver, I don't know why, in Dallas. It's the Big D. We are here to lead your way into Wednesday. I guess I have to be like everybody else, or not everybody else, but a lot of people wrapped up for a moment or two in the New Hampshire primary last night. I want to call it a significant win, because it wasn't a significant win, but Trump got more votes than Nikki Haley and then proceeded to do what he always does and talk down about the people. Instead of talking about himself and what he's going to do, it's always, you know, it's just so immature. It just is so annoying. Those I know, you love Trump, yada, 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 okay. Scott's on the stage with him. Ramis Baloney is on the stage with him. Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the stage with him up in New Hampshire. So all of the heavyweights and some of the lightweights and some of the medium weights are there. The thing that bothers me more than anything else about the Trump attitude is one thing, all right? But everybody knows what he's all about. He's like a guy in kindergarten. It wants to be, this is my sandbox and you can't have it. So then there's the news media that after Iowa and New Hampshire, two of the 50 states, he's already been declared the winner. Yep, he's got it. He's got an unbeatable record. Well, that didn't happen to Joe Biden because he lost the first primaries and didn't get into a winning slot until Susan Rice and the Democratic National Committee managed to rearrange things in North Carolina. Or was it South Carolina? I can't remember which one was it, which one of the Carolinas it was where he came out. And then he was unstoppable. So what the hell is the sense of having our system if after two of the 50 states, this guy's the winner, that guy's the winner, they're all winners? I resent it, frankly.
Well, didn't Biden win a write-in? For the New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Well, he wasn't on the ballot there because the Democrats didn't want to have New Hampshire be first. They wanted to have whichever one of the Carolinas Biden won in before. Why do I have a mental block on that? It's either North Carolina, South Carolina, but anyway, I just look at all of this stuff and NPR special live coverage of New Hampshire. The only good coverage I found, and it wasn't great, was News Nation. And none of them were great, because this is not a great moment in American history. It's kind of a blasé moment. One of the things that they did keep bringing up, or one of the panelists on the News Nation coverage, was how we have these two old guys, and this is not me, I'm an old guy, just saying that old guys aren't qualified, but where is the rest of this? And this is the question that more and more and more people are asking themselves. Where are the new leaders? Is Dean Phillips the best the Democrats have when you look at those people who are coming along, or is he just the most aggressive or whatever it is? And on the Republican side, I don't know, is Nikki Haley the best person the two carry? She's been very persistent, and people like her.
Mm-hmm.
Ron DeSantis says that he wants to talk about why he had a campaign that didn't work. It's you. You're kind of a blasé BSer. That's anyway. But he's happy to. You know, people love to focus on the blame. He blames checked out voters. It's the voters' fault that he didn't win. There you go. That's a great way to to embrace the voter. It's your fault that I didn't get where I am. Yeah, let's do it. Anyway, so but he did. I think he did endorse Trump, didn't he? All of these guys are gonna endorse Trump because they want something.
Because they endorse their party. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. He attacked Trump. He said the former president lied about the elections. Anyway, he has my endorsement, quote, because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear. Trump is the old Republican guard of yesteryear. What is he talking about? I don't know. It's all silly. Silly stuff. It doesn't, you know, you look at one of the things that Nikki Haley said, and I think a few other people said it too, with regard to Biden leading the most powerful Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, the most powerful military force in the world. Is he capable of doing that? Well, is that the only thing? Is that what the most important thing is? For some people, yeah. And not for me. The most important thing, frankly, with regard to what Biden has done or hasn't done, is what's going on the border. It's an amazing insult. So he isn't a leader because leaders take leadership roles and stuff, and he hasn't taken a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, it's not leadership that's being exercised here. It's a bunch of...
Well, and in this instance, I think this is... I'm not familiar enough with the presidencies over the course of the entirety of U.S. But
ask me a question.
But this should be. I do believe this is the first election where the two top candidates, we already know what they can do as president. We've already seen them.
They've both
served one term. And we've already seen that Donald Trump, while he is a Republican, he's a very progressive Republican. He pushed the COVID vaccine. He does not back.
He's got great policies.
Abortion laws. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got great policies. But he's a turkey in terms of...
Aren't all politicians, if not most? I shouldn't say all. I shouldn't put everybody in the same box. But most do seem like there is some shady business. There is a lot of lying. They're all...
Yeah.
A word I almost just said that I am unsure if I can actually say that or not. So they're all jerks. What do you call them? Jerkleburgers.
Jerkleburgers. Yeah. So... Are there takeaways from New Hampshire? The primary season begins. We have a whole year of all this bunkum to listen to Trump make fun of people and not deal with the issues, at least on the trail. And I don't know that I would say that Trump beat Nikki Haley by a significant margin.
No, not as significant as the Iowa caucus.
No. 54% of the New Hampshire Republicans who voted yesterday went for Trump. 44% went for Nikki Haley. So is the clock ticking on her campaign? That's what some of the news media.
Yeah, she's got to make it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. When will she make her announcement?
Again, it makes it irrelevant. So Trump even made fun of her dress. Come on, grow up. Leave her alone and let her go her own way. You don't have to. If you're a big, tough guy like you want everybody to believe, then you don't take shots at somebody. You don't need to.
Yeah.
According to you, you don't need to, so why do you bother?
Well, and
South Carolina is February 24th.
It'd be nice, and, and Jen is even trying this. Tell us what you've done. Tell us what you will do. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your breath on attacking the other person. But if you are going to, then attack their politics, not their appearance, not their
dress.
Outfit.
Yeah. So Nevada is next on February the 8th. Let's see here. Carolina is after that February 24th. I think most of the polls think that Nevada is a waste of time. So does she want to go through all of Trump's attacks as things continue? What's in it for her? She does have resources. She's got quite a bit of money. Speaking of that, after DeSantis said, I'll endorse Trump, Trump has been trying to con the state of Florida into paying his legal bills. I don't know how the heck he figured, you know, he'll try anything. And DeSantis put a stop to that yesterday. So he'll have to go somewhere else. Maybe for a change pay his own legal bills. At any rate. Okay, so that's my, I've had enough of this. You? Any more? Anything else?
Anything else?
Jumps out. All the other, the political talk radio programs will have fun with this. And the Trump, you know, some of the big Trump supporters will do some of the, he'll follow his lead and talk about the stuff the same way he did and blah, blah. Okay, let me talk about how you can get some help losing weight and keeping it off. You've heard me talk about Calitrin and how scientifically it's proven to do more for your body than just weight loss. It'll help change your life. It'll make you feel better and make you actually better. Big deal right now when you go to toploss.com is get $10 off every bottle. So check it out. Stop the madness and start losing weight with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wednesday morning, the 24th, and we've sort of certified that. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen, now focused on social media, some of the celebrity news that's trending. Interesting, Kate Hudson, who is an accomplished actress, apparently is a fairly accomplished singer, something that I didn't know. Jay says, oh, yeah, okay, well, I guess I was absent that day in school.
Yeah, different movies and TV shows, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's a new single out that she's teasing, and so I'm going to tease you by telling you that we're going to tease the tease. We have teased the tease. Is that good enough, Jay? We've teased the tease. Yeah, all right. So we'll fulfill our obligation to you, to God and country, and to Kate Hudson right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm on a rouge, my knees.
What's this from?
My stockings down.
What movie?
This
she does
Glee?
Sing in
yeah,
some.
Yeah, this was an episode of Glee that she was featured in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she did, what was the film, 9? She has kind of like a bad karaoke version duet of You're So Vain with Matthew McConaughey and How to Lose Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, I thought that was a
great
movie,
voice,
by
right?
the way. Yeah, she is. Nice. I think she's cute. She's a better actress than her mother, Goldie Hawn. She's just, she's got it kind of. And I thought that was a wonderful movie She and Matthew McConaughey did. I thought, and didn't they do another follow-up sort of to it? They've done a couple of those movies, How to Lose a Guy, but they've done not the same.
Oh, what was on Fool's Gold? That was a cute one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so now she's sharing footage of herself inside of a recording studio with a band, and so she's posted some of this stuff. She's done concerts, musical concerts, too? So
I think she's done like just different random performances and kind of stuff like that. Ah. But I believe this will be her first full like intro into the music industry. I don't believe she's really done anything else like this. And it's always cool because when you see actors or singers who you realize, oh, you can act, or actors who you realize, oh, you can sing. Scarlett Johansson has a beautiful voice, even though her solo album totally failed. She did this duets album with Pete Yorn, which is absolutely amazing. It's called, the album itself is called Breakup, but I am excited for Kate Hudson's music to come out. I think this will be so much fun.
Yeah. Talk About Love is the single that she's teasing. So anyway, she is out and about and stretching her wings. She's in her early 40s. She says, I'm doing what I like to do. And she said she'd been a songwriter since she was 19. So interesting. I never knew that. But I guess she hasn't shared her work that much under the circumstances. She doesn't have any expectations. She just wants to put the record out. Good for her. Kate Hudson and our focus here at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and calm. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump are notching significant primary election victories in New Hampshire. For Biden, his victory came after a write-in campaign. The president making abortion a central issue in 2024.
We need the protection of Roe v. Wade in every state, and we can do it. You can do it. Together we can do it. It's within your power to do it.
During a rally in Manassas, Virginia, Tuesday, meanwhile, former President Trump won a second straight primary victory. His win over Nikki Haley in New Hampshire announced just minutes after polls closed Tuesday. It wasn't just the one aircraft. The CEO of Alaska Airlines says new inspections of Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes found several had loose bolts. Details revealed by CEO Ben Minicucci in an interview with NBC News. He talked about the company's findings since the January 5th incident in which a panel blew out mid-flight on a plane, the plane forced to make an emergency landing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Like a lion in a fight, I'd come be on a hippie trail. Someday. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breath.
This is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. And so is yesterday. And so is tomorrow. And so is the day after tomorrow. And even Wednesdays. And every day from now until forever.
No!
You guys ever think about dying?
What?
I'm
all right.
Dying. To dance.
Ah. I did not see the movie, so I don't know what the punchline is of that. But it's one of the movies that's up for an Oscar. Not anything unexpected. Boy, did they make lemonade out of that, right?
Yeah,
lemons. It could have been a real lemon, but it was, in fact, a lot of lemonade, classic lemonade. They tried something a bit different. And it could have fallen flat, but didn't. So, but I've noticed that Ryan Gosling is around taking shots at people because sort of the Greta Gerwig was shut out for directing Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Margot Robbie and some of the other actors are also not in the acting races. So I don't know, is the snubs more important than... But America Ferrari got nominated for Barbie, right?
Yeah, America Ferrari. She did a fantastic job, and she definitely deserves that nomination. With the Oscars, there's always those snubs and surprises, and a lot of people were surprised that she got the supporting actress nod.
Uh-huh.
She did a fantastic job. That's not a surprise. The real surprise and snub are that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig weren't honored with any nominations, and Ryan Gosling, who was honored, which he did a fantastic job. He deserves his nomination, too. But he came out, and he was very grateful of the nomination and how excited he is and how it meant a lot of him to bring the character of Ken to life and all of that stuff. But he also expressed his disappointment and the fact that he said was something along the lines of, there's no Ken without Barbie, and there's no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie. And that's true. It really was a fantastic movie. It had a great message, great writing, fantastic set design and costume, and Margot Robbie, it was so campy, and it was campy in the best way possible. It was something that could have easily failed. And it didn't.
That's what I said.
It was a big movie moment. It was epic.
Lemonade.
And it broke box office records and numbers. And the fact that those two women were left out of the nominations is really not great.
What it does is point to the irrelevancy of all of this stuff. You know, the news media make a big deal out of the snubs. People who have been to the movie and the word of mouth that followed that movie and other movies are what makes them worthwhile. Going to see a movie and enjoying it, the rest of this stuff is just, I don't know, it becomes more of the Hollywood hoopla. Mm-hmm. And under the circumstances, who cares? I noticed that Anatomy of a Fall got a couple of nominations. I don't understand. I understand. I've seen the video. I haven't been intrigued enough to go see the movie. I don't know. I kind of wanted to see it, and it doesn't look like it's that big a deal. But there are people who think it was the best movie of the year. I know Holdovers was nominated for Best Editing. It's a very interesting movie, let's put it that way. It's strong showing so far. For Giamatti, who is the star of it, he's done well in the previous some of the award shows already. Let's see here.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio was snubbed with Killers of the Flower Moon.
I feel like he gets
snubbed a lot, and I think it's because he is such a good actor in anything he does and everything that he does that there's no. There's no perspective of growth or doing something exceptional because he's already always exceptional. Leonardo DiCaprio only has one Oscar. And he really is truly incredible. He gets snubbed a lot.
Yeah, listen, maybe there's something else involved in it beside that. Penelope Cruz was thought to have been somebody who would be nominated for her role in Ferrari. She plays Ferrari's wife. It's a Michael Mann movie. I saw it, and I thought it was quite a good movie, frankly. You don't even recognize Adam Driver as playing. You just look at him. It took me half an hour. And I looked at him, and I said, oh, that's right, too. Adam Cruz is the star. But you don't know it by looking at him because he looks so different than what he's looked like in most of the roles that he's played. He is quite a good actor. Let's see, who else... I'm looking at some of these movies that I don't even know. There are a lot of people saying that American Symphony is not that good a movie. Let's see here. What have we got? John Williams was nominated for the best score for Indiana Jones. See, people go to see these movies and like them. That's a very appropriate, no matter whether it's his age. He's been nominated 54 times. That's appropriate, at least from my point. I'm giving you my point of view. A lot of the stuff, like visual effects, Godzilla Minus One. Okay, so what? All right, so there we go. What else? What am I missing, Jay? Anything in terms of who we should talk about?
No, I think those were mostly the surprises and the snubs.
Yep. All right, so let's move into some other things that are going on. For example, what's going on in the Middle East, on the West Bank, and the United States added again yesterday. I suppose this could be considered good news by some because we find ourselves up against it with the Iranians. They have backed a lot of militias in different countries, even in Iraq. So yesterday we launched airstrikes against their positions in Iraq. And this after we've rebuilt Iraq, after we destroyed it once, okay, let's go in and destroy it again so we can rebuild it again. But this is, this was appropriate, I guess, as far as it goes. I'd just blow up stuff in Iran in retaliation in this circumstance for the missiles fired against the air base in Iraq. There were people, some four Americans, we still have soldiers over there, and four of them suffered traumatic brain injuries. So anyway, the folks in Washington are touting Biden's leadership. This is not an appropriate conversation for an election. This is an appropriate conversation for doing what is necessary to put the Iranians in their place. And frankly, I'm getting sick of Lloyd Austin, yada, yada, yada. I think they ought to do more. And does it be, who's going to stand up for Iran, really? You think the Russians are going to stand up for them? You think that the Chinese are going to stand up for them? It's time that they were put in their place. That's my read on it. If I were the president, I'd go right for their you-know-what. I would say their jugular, but I was thinking of something a little lower. There are two of them. That's what I'd be going for. Anyway, the other side of the war in the Middle East, the toll that it's taking on the Israeli economy, they're going to have to do something because they're going to have to stop because they don't have the money to keep going in terms of going after Hamas. So does that mean the Iranians win? Is that kind of, what's the takeaway here? This thing has been going on for 3 months, right? They're in Gaza. A lot of Palestinians have been killed. Have they gotten Hamas?
Yeah,
they'll never get Hamas.
Yeah,
Hamas
is
an ingrained thought pattern that some, the people who are taking advantage of the international situation, we're like sitting ducks to that philosophy, in a manner of speaking. What is there in terms of observation that you take away from this? The economy of the West Bank is falling apart. That's, I suppose, good. But then there's the whole, this combat is taking a toll on Israel and its allies. So you notice, and I think the next week or so you're going to see, because now there's a lot of pressure on them to just stop. And I think that yesterday showed that there was a real turnaround in the in the way the war is being conducted. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. United States of America has a tax collection system known as the Internal Revenue Service. You know what? They are your friends. They're from the government, and they're here to help. You, of course, know that, Jay, right? The IRS and other government agencies, they are here to help you out. All right, so tax season kicks off next week. IRS launching a new initiative to redesign and simplify your tax documents. And so there are about 170 million letters that are going to go out to taxpayers around the country. They'll remind you of how much you owe, or they will tell you made an error, or you've been a victim of identity, whatever it is. They've done all kinds of stuff, and it's as usual, people who have seen it, it's all confusing. It's supposed to be simplified, but what does the government send out that doesn't confuse you?
take a look at the ballots that are coming out with ballot initiatives, and you tell me that you can figure out what it is that the ballot initiative is all about. That's always what happens. Why don't they make it it could be seamless, easy. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, the IRS has $80 billion that has been relegated to it over the next 10 years to modernize the agency. So anyway, but I think as they have their fights in Congress to kick the can down the road, they keep taking money away from the IRS and people cheer. Yay! Because the way they've been, I've been audited. Have you been audited, Jay?
I have not.
I've never been audited.
Back on wood.
What a wonderful experience that is. Yeah, it's great. Dealing with, it's been a long time, but it still is something. The IRS, scratch the IRS. The filing of income taxes, I still maintain, even though if you go to court, the judges will all decide based on the government, because the government's position, because they don't want to mess up the system. But there are a lot of people who have made very convincing arguments over the years that the income tax is unconstitutional. Where does it go? We still are paying income tax, so apparently that argument hasn't carried the day. However, the other thing that is floating around today, the folks at Intuit that do TurboTax, the government yesterday told them to stop running ads because the ads are deceptive. I didn't get exactly what about the ads were deceptive, but apparently that they're telling you stuff that they can't do or promising things that are not possible, et cetera, in the advertising. So maybe that's something at least to have in the back of your mind as you get ready to file your taxes. Hooray! Hooray! 48 after here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, peanuts. Peanuts. What does that have to do with farming? Well, a lot of peanuts are grown in Georgia. So that could be why we're doing it, but it's not. It's 53 after the hour. It's a good day program, and it's food, farm, and family time, where Jay and I dig around into some of the food news that's important today as we celebrate National Peanut Butter Day. Wow. The first peanut butter was patented in 1884. How about that? The taste, since I was in... you get a kick out of this, Jay. My house in California, I had some old peanut butter that had been left around in jars. So I was experimenting with it on Sunday morning because I wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of oil, and the oil looked like it was pretty putrid. So I ended up tossing them. As much as it hurt me to toss all that peanut butter out, I did. Because the oil is an important, if for keeping it fresh, an important part of it. But also... it can, you know, like anything else, if it sits around too long, become rancid. We go back to peanut candy, having first been, I guess, would you say, invented by a Canadian chemist? Yeah? 1884, peanut candy. And then the...
Like right? Peanut butter kind of stuff? Or
yeah. Peanut butter and jelly, first recipe for... Do you need a recipe for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? I guess maybe... The Boston Cooking School magazine in 1901 told people how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it was introduced at the World's Fair in 1904. So the history of peanut butter. And so with that, we have a trailing story about an allergy alert because it seems that peanuts are not respected particularly. But we have people that have allergies to these poor things. And so... Whitley's Peanut Factory has issued today an alert on undeclared peanuts and milk and soy and wheat and sesame.
Yeah.
For their deluxe nut mix. If it's a deluxe muck, say it again, Doug. There it is. A deluxe nut mix. How would you have a nut mix without peanuts and
that's sort of the very thing. It's one of those issues where the wrong products got into the wrong packaging. Mm-hmm. So there is the party mix, and then there's the deluxe nut mix. So the party mix has peanuts and all of those other things, and then the deluxe nut mix is a mix of nuts and all of those, but it does not have peanuts. So it has almonds and cashews and other things, just not the peanuts, and they got mixed up.
Right.
People who could have a peanut allergy, not the full-blown all-the-nuts allergies or anything like that, but just a peanut allergy or even wheat, milk, soy, any of that stuff, none of those are in the deluxe nut mixes. Those are in the party mix, but, again, the wrong products got put in the wrong packaging.
Bad management. So, and I love it when they put out their PR, call the company with any questions. No, bring the stuff back to the store, get your money back, talk to the manager and say, my time's worth $30 an hour. I'd like to have $30 for bringing this back. Thank you very much. And
a gallon
if they say no,
costs about this much, and
right, yeah,
I want that back.
If they say no, then don't go back to the store and do a blog on it. What the heck? Everybody else does blogs on everything. Applebee's customers are not happy. Their date night pass that was announced is supposed to be what they're doing. This was the other day, I think, that they announced that this thing is sort of a way. Don't they do this for Valentine's Day every year? Hasn't this been
sort of a
tradition?
Yeah, it's like for nearly a full year. So it would be starting in February, and then it would go through the end of January of next year, where you pay like $200, and this pass allows you to order up to $30 worth of food and non-alcoholic beverages during each use. And then if you order more than that, you just pay out of pocket for the rest of it. And a lot of people are thinking that they're feeling that this was a fake thing, and people that Applebee's was just doing it for publicity and social media, because there were a lot of people who were waiting at their computer for this to go live on the website at 12 noon.
And
that soon as it went live, they hit the purchase and put it into their cart and went to checkout. And all of a sudden, within seconds, not even minutes, within seconds, it was deemed that everything was already sold out.
Not a great way to get publicity, but somebody figured out that works for Applebee's. You get $1,500 worth of merchandise for $200. Somebody wasn't doing the math, so perhaps that's why they yanked this thing. But they didn't make any friends with it, that's for sure.
But yeah, it was sold out. But yeah, nobody can find anybody who happened to be able to purchase it. Anybody that tried it said they got that error notification.
Nope. Sorry. All done. I think there were 250 sold, and that was it. All right, so that's that story. Food, farm, and family at 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.